Thanks a lot, everyone. Can we just pray before we open the Bible? Loving Father, thank you once again. We can come so freely into your presence, Lord, and we are thankful that, Lord, you are here present with us as we sang and as we learned, Lord, from the singing, and Lord, as we see the joy in the hearts of the children, Lord, we are never forgetful of the fact that the Lord of heaven and earth is here with us this morning. So, Lord, as we look into thy word, Lord, we pray that you guide us and you lead us, and Lord, you help me and you be my mouth, and Lord, let your word be real, and Lord, let us all be called by this word that you're going to reveal to us and to worship you and to, Lord, to give you what you deserve, not only by words, but also by action throughout the week, Lord Jesus. So we submit ourselves into your hand, and as we look into the world, Lord, you keep all distractions away from us, and you all keep us in the center of thy will. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
I was just thinking of the little encouragement Auntie gave. Auntie's testimony of the little things and the big things. And I, during the week, was reading, and there's a few things that the Lord spoke to me, little encouragements, but when you consider those little encouragements, they are very big when you look at it, you know, because there's a lot of people in this world who don't get that little encouragements, and they're striving, they're looking to get that little encouragements, and even when you look at just the world today, Sunday morning, you know, there's only a few, there's only a handful. You know, we had a few here who were coming in the presence of the Lord because we know what it means. We know how precious it is to come into the presence of the Lord. We feel that presence of the Lord and we want to give back to something. But coming back to the world, there's a lot who are missing out on these precious encouragements that the Lord gives. And that's great and precious. And the Lord Jesus thanked the Father in heaven for all of those things. So as I was reading a few verses from Matthew, you know, these verses encourage me. So we'll read about five verses from Matthew 11 and a few other verses just before we worship our Lord, just to look into how much Lord Jesus thanked the Lord for what the Lord did for him and for us. Right? Turn with me to chapter 11 and verse 25 to 30, I'll read. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Very familiar portion in the Bible, the verses that we read. But just quickly a few thoughts out of this before we go into worship. The first few verses that struck me was, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. So just look at that. You know, if we didn't have the time to read through the entire chapter of chapter 11, Matthew. Now it says at that time. Now the time, you know, if we go back and read, it's the time when, you know, there's rejection after the disciples have been sent out, the 70 have been sent out. There's rejection of the word of God. John the Baptist has been rejected, and there are cities after cities that have rejected this wonderful good news of God. And then if you read from that little portion in 16 to 19, the whole generation at that time rejected. And then comes to these, you know, from 20 to about 24 is the city of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. And to these cities, the Lord said that it is better, that more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for you. So the time that Matthew is writing in this is a time where people have rejected the gospel in spite of seeing all the miracles that was done. You know, the healing the blind, healing the lame, healing the sick, you know, demons being cast out, all sorts of things right in front of their eyes. Many things have been done for the people at that time. And at that time, Jesus is writing these verse saying, Jesus answered. I don't know what was the question. If you read, there was no question, but it goes like this in verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you. But if you think about it a bit more deeper, the question is, what a generation? And Jesus is giving an answer to the rejection here. To what? To thank God for, and he mentions Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You know, he's addressing the Father quite the way he should. He himself is God, and he has addressed his Father saying, Lord of heaven and earth. Now, when I read that quickly, it just went past. But after reading a few times, I understood the significance of that. That Jesus, with his heart, is thanking those people who accepted. He's thanking really these things that has been hidden from the wise and the prudent, and they have been revealed to the babes. Now, when I look at myself, when I look at our small little assembly and many other people around the world, it is the exact same situation at this time as well. Many people we see have rejected the word of God, but we can thank God and we can thank the Father exactly the same way the Lord Jesus thanked, for we can consider ourselves exactly like those babes. Now, there's a few things here. There's the wise and the prudent, and there's the babes. Now, that doesn't, you know, there is no implication here that the wise and the prudent will not have a share in the gospel. But I think what is being said here is the babes. And if you consider a babe, we saw, you know, a very small baby yesterday. And over the past four, five, six, 1 year, we've been seeing babies, right? We've been seeing Dia, we've seen Jasper, we've seen Lily, we've seen Leva, we've seen all the babies. But if you keep the aspect of that babies just for a second, apart from all the little things they do, there are some phenomenal amount of characteristics that we can strike as a new believer. You know, when that word babes come, it is the, you know, the capacity to trust in the Father. As a child, the child has full trust in the Father. That's the capacity to trust, and not only trust, but the openness to receive what the Father says, Father or Mother.